Before that, they were starting, or they were doing the Hickle Trail to get equipment up. Mm-hmm. The Hickle Highway was going in, were what took place as far as an arc out?
Nothing. Not really. There was some stuff done, but the movement along the Hickle Highway was pretty much done without any archaeological reconnaissance at all.
And why would that be?
Well, first of all, there was no regulation that said that you really had to absolutely positively do it. At that time, most of the land was federal land. The regulations that surrounded those kinds of things were different than they are now. It didn't mean that you didn't have to address it, but I mean, you could address it a lot more simply than you can now, let's say that. I mean, that's the best way I can explain it. You just didn't, a lot of the things that you have to do now, you didn't have to do that.
When did John Cook and your crew then start becoming more involved?
Well,
I believe
some work was done in 1969, but it wasn't along the Hickle Highway route. It was along the route of the pipeline, the preliminary surveyed route of the pipeline and the haul road. So it's not to say, I didn't mean to say that there wasn't some work done, but not associated with the Hickle Highway, associated with the pipeline route. The road was built before there was ever a VSM or a piece of pipe up there, because there's no other way to be able to get the materials that were necessary up there, or the equipment. Now, there's a reason why that road was built, and it was specifically to support the construction of the pipeline.